Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
It's 13 minutes after 1 o'clock. Jesus, you're worthy, yours truly, this afternoon. And I think Dr. Julius Mangotumbu, Becht announced it so beautifully. Arim Poputini with Jesus, you're worthy. I didn't have to do it. I appreciate it so, so very much. Much appreciated. Thank you to Dr. Julius Mangotumbu. I'm going to give you his number once again. You are able to connect with him if you want notes. From today's teaching, he's talking about the joy set before you. You're able to get in touch with him and he will gladly give you notes so that you can study the word on your own. It's important that we hear the word on these platforms, and you know, we are so grateful to be able to give you the word, to be able to give you worship and all of those things, but it's important for you to study the word on your own. On your own, you know, have that experience with the word of God yourself. That is very, very essential. And it's extremely important. This is why he'll give you notes and you are then able to search the scriptures yourself, right? We're joined on the line by Khumutso Kalela right here on Radio Pulpit. Today he's talking about a practical way to incorporate prayer in your workplace, right? Or prayer in your work. Khumutso, good afternoon. Thank you for joining us.
Good afternoon, Mpho, and good afternoon to your listeners today.
Are you good?
I am good, and even so more good that you got this to start with your song. So it's quite nice to hear that as well.
Hallelujah. We thank the powers that be.
Amen.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. We're talking practical ways of incorporating prayer in our work. I think, I mean, it's just beautiful. How do we do that?
Thank you so much, Mpho. And again, you know, good day to you and your listeners. It's like you're listening to my preparation because I actually have your song in my notes there. So,
yeah. It's a Jesus, you're worthy type of day. I love
exactly.
It. I'm laughing because Dr. Julius also, like, I mean, he kept referring to the song. That's how I was like, oh, you know what? Can we just do the right thing?
Exactly. So, yes, for today, really, just talking about the practical ways really to incorporate prayer in our work. And as this lot, we normally talk about leveling up. We normally talk about productivity, you know, how to do things, so how to set up time and how to set up our resources so that, you know, we can be able to use them effectively. And as I was preparing for this week, I thought about, you know what, we have not spoken a little bit about prayer in terms of how do we make it practical in our work life, in our life, as we try to balance all these things. So really, that's what I just want to share a bit about today. And really, what is important really is that, you know, us as Christians, you know, we want to live our faith in not only at church, you know, not only on Sundays, but practically in every single thing that we do. You know, we want to live it at work. We want to live our faith, even with the passions that we have, even in the studies that we have, we want to live through our faith. And prayer being a source of our communication to God, we want it to be also incorporated in all aspects of our lives. And really, sometimes, because of the pressures that we sort of face, we then can find ourselves having have left prayer behind, and then we are running ahead. So sometimes that falls a little bit ahead. So today, really, I just want to talk about what really matters, which is really prayer, and how do we really incorporate it in our lives so that in our regular lives, we can renew our sense of purpose, because that's what it does. You know, it helps us as well as we focus around increasing productivity so that we can be sane as well. And then most importantly, really, that's to make sure that as we keep praying and incorporating it in our daily lives, in everything that we do, we have a deep sense of inner peace in the things that we do. So today, really, I just want to focus around three things as I talk about prayer. One is that the strategies that we can incorporate in our daily lives or daily week as part of our routine. And then I just want to take it a little bit further by talking about one example that I use together with my consulting partner where prayer is concerned. So just use a template. And again, this is not the only template. There are many other templates. And then finally, just talk around, you know, the group prayer also that we just introduced from last year that we use, and then a template around that so that even people who follow this show who wants to do something similar with other people, they can use either the template or many other templates to just make it work. So let me start with this simple prayer strategy that we can use, you know, in our daily life. And I just decided to focus only on three practical strategies, just three for today. And it's something that we can just easily put in our lives. The first one really is really morning dedication, you know, how we should start our days really dedicating our time unto God. So that's the very first thing that we should do. You know, me being one of the person who struggles with morning, with waking up in the morning, you know, I've used this to force myself to wake up. You know, as I wake up, I then get into prayer. I then ask for guidance. I then ask for strength. And then I actually, which is very nice, I then incorporate it with praise and worship. And that's where, for the past few months, you know, rather past few weeks, really, your song, Jesus, You Worthy, I've been then using it in the background as part of my praise and worship in the morning, you know. So first thing is the morning dedication, you know. Let's get ourselves dedicating our work, asking for God's guidance and strength.
Amen.
And then incorporating praise and worship into our lives. So one of the other things that I also did just to spice up my morning dedication and praise and worship is that I then ask a friend, a couple of friends of mine, to say, look, what are you listening to and why are you listening to that? And I think that's to make sure that, you know, as part of my morning routine, I can improve or bring more variety of praise and worship songs into my life. So that's what I do. And then as I get ready and as I shower, because that's really one time I can get away from the kids and from my wife, just get there and shower after the morning preparations. And then I just bask myself in additional praise and worship. So some of the what my friends are listening to and the reason why they're listening to that, I then incorporate into my morning praise and worship. So the first thing, as I said, is morning dedication. I personally use it, you know, just to help me get out of bed. So I just pray, and then I ask for God's guidance for the day. I ask for strength, and I just submit myself and my work for the day unto Him. And this is one of the things, as we talk regularly about productivity, that you need to just commit your ways unto the Lord. And then when I do get time to then to the shower and bath, I then put praise and worship in the background and just get myself ready in worshiping and praising God. Again, once I'm done with the showers and going back and just joining the kids again, we normally put a little bit of praise and worship in the background, a little bit subtle, not quite too loud. Just a little bit of praise and worship for the kids. And it was interesting, this morning I played a new song for them, and then they told me it was really played at the children's church. So it was quite interesting. Oh, no, Dad, actually that song today we played at children's church on Sunday. So just getting them engaged and understanding and getting involved with praise and worship. And then as we get out and just drop them at school, we then do a bit of prayer as a family, just to say, you know, they must have a good day at school. That's something that we incorporate so that we can also teach the kids in the principles, and that's to bring a routine around our lives. So morning dedication for me is setting aside time for me to dedicate my day unto the Lord, ask for guidance and strength, and incorporate a little bit of praise and worship. And I've said for the past few weeks, there's been one song that's been playing in the background, so all good around that. Then the second thing that I then do around a routine of prayer is then when I get ready to a meeting, you know, again, every meeting is important. So when I just get myself ready to a meeting, I always offer a bit of prayer. And particularly in my heart, I always ask for God to really make me an effective communicator in the meeting, for positive outcomes in that particular meeting. So that's something that I do all the time when I just get to a meeting, you know. Even just before this show starts, you know, 5 minutes I sort of set aside just to be ready, just to just cut off everything and just say, Lord, let me be a vessel for you for this time. Let for one person or two people who can hear that be relevant to them, so they can be able to practically implement this strategy. So I then dedicate the time unto the Lord. You know, sometimes you come out of these meetings and you feel like, oh, it did not go according to plan. But what I always do is I thank God for the opportunity, and I thank God that whatever that He has said with my mouth, it will come to fruition. So that's the second thing that I do around creating a routine. Every time I prepare, I always say a little bit of a prayer just to get myself ready into that. I'll talk about an example of what some of the meetings in terms of the template that we do in terms of prayer a little bit later. Just to end this, and as I said, just want to talk about three, even then I have an evening devotion session, really. Again, for me, it has to incorporate, you know, how one ends the day in terms of reflections. We've spoken about this quite a lot in terms of how to have your best week, in terms of what you do at night as you shut down, or what you do at the end of the day as you shut down, where you are reflecting around what did you achieve during the day. So as part of the reflection, I add a little bit of devotion in terms of expressing gratitude as well unto God for opportunities that I had for this particular day, or for really the skill that I have that I continue to enhance every single day, even so for the challenges that probably I might have faced that particular day. So I use that time just to thank God, you know, for the opportunities, for the skills, even for the challenges. There's a wonderful song that I heard a couple of months ago, sang by some young boy. He says, Lord, I thank you for sunshine. I thank you for rain. Lord, I thank you for joy. I thank you for pain. It's a beautiful day. So I use that as a way to say, Lord, thank you for every single thing that happened today. It might be sunshine, it might be the rain, it might be things that brought joy or that brought pain. But for all of these, it was a beautiful day. So I use that to sort of wrap up my day and so that I can sleep in peaceful knowing that all things that have worked for me for that particular day will work for me rather. So all the things that worked in the day, either for me or against me, really work for me and for my good. And that's sort of the practical ways around the three things that I should do: is the morning dedication, just preparing for the meetings, and even just getting ready for a meeting. And lastly, in the evening, as I wrap up my day, as part of my end of day reflection of the day, I then use blessings of gratitude unto the Lord. I mean, there are other things that I haven't spoken about. For instance, other people, they have a midday routine where either at work or wherever they are, they dedicated one day a week where they just come together and pray. Probably at work, I know where I used to work, there was a guy who used to set time aside and then invited all of us to come and join in, where he then read the word and then pray. It would be like a 30 minutes, and after that, people can still eat and still go back to work. Just to have the dedication. And even with my wife, at their work some time ago, they used to have once a week, every Tuesday, so a pastor who comes on a regular basis just to share the word. So these are things that we can do as Christians to incorporate prayer and the word into our lives. And as we do this, we are also becoming witnesses of God. And especially a thing where, you know, the weekly at work, where we used to bring people together, used quite help. One practical template that I can share today, you know, that I use to my accountability partner, where we meet once a week for 30 minutes and pray. And this really started many years ago when we realized that as entrepreneurs, we are always searching for work, and as entrepreneurs, you know, we are always hunting for more opportunities. And then we decided to dedicate time aside just so that we can pray about what we are chasing for that particular week, what we are trying, opportunities that we are trying to assess at that particular week, access at that particular week. So we have time for once a week where we just get together for 30 minutes. We have chosen Wednesday at that particular time. We even created a funny name for it called Shoot Your Shot at that particular time. I mean, there was a big check and many years ago around. She brought that to our team as that. So we come together. The first 2 minutes, we just open in prayer. And once we've opened in prayer, we just share a word. After sharing a word, we then ask each other, okay, what are you looking, you know, like targeting for that particular, who are going to speak? What are you spending, speaking to? So what are the goals for the week, you know, ahead in terms of finding work? So that was just a specific prayer where we are praying for work and business are concerned. And then once we've done that, then we'll then pray for each other and then pray for those goals or for those businesses, for those projects that you want for the week. And then we are dedicated unto God. And we'll then have a declaration around what we prayed for, and then that with following we meet, that's by asking ourselves what happened with that prayer in terms of the actions that you said you're going to do. Did you do them? What was the outcome? Can we incorporate that effort into part of prayer? And then that's what we do every single week on Wednesday around praying for opportunities. And then we just come together using that particular simple template. The first 2 minutes, we just open your prayer. And the second thing, we just read the word, and once you've done the word, then we come into the prayer items in terms of what is it that you want to achieve that particular week, and then or what project are you chasing for the particular week, what tender or what project are you applying for, and then we pray for that. And then at the end, we have the declarations around us that you're praying for, and then we just end in prayer. So this is how we really incorporate prayer really in our lives. And next week, I just want to take it a little bit further by talking about the support groups that we put and how we put them and how we pray around that as part of these two sessions. But for now, I think let me just end it there in terms of the practical ways we can incorporate prayer into our work. And as I said, it just takes one little bit of time incorporating the things that we do. I think the morning dedication that we do, as you wake up, find time to pray, find time to dedicate the day to God, you know, ask for guidance, ask for strength, you know, read the word. And again, I definitely incorporate praise and worship into my life. I ask friends what they are listening to and try to incorporate that also into my experiences. I share my music of what I'm listening to with the kids. And then once in a while, they attend where they share the type of music or praise and worship that they want to hear. And then we use that in the morning a little bit down. And then at the end of the day, before we leave, we just do a prayer. And then that's it for the day. And then just before each and every meeting, I dedicate that particular time to God just so that I can be an effective communicator. And then that's for positive outcomes in the meetings. And when the meeting ends, I always find time to thank God, whether it went according to what I wanted or not. I always do that. And then at night when I wrap up, you know, my day, I always find time to reflect on the day. How did the day go by? And then also express thankfulness for the Lord for opportunities and skills and even the challenges that I have encountered for the particular day, because I know that all things are worked together for good for people like us who really trust in the Lord. That's why at the end of the day, I then express my thanks to them. So, but yeah, this is just really a practical way we can slowly just introduce prayer into our daily lives. Many of our listeners probably are already doing that, but for those who are new, probably in our faith, this is a very simple template they can use to implement.
Amen and amen. Thank you so much for this. It's really been beautiful, enlightening, you know, on how we can incorporate prayer in our work. It's not confined to, because I get in a little work from home and the like. So you've accommodated all of us, and we really appreciate it. Some of us are work from home, sometimes at work, sometimes. So I love it. It includes everybody.
Most definitely, because I mean the environment has sort of changed quite a lot, so we're trying to cover everyone in terms of how we can then incorporate this prayer in our lives.
I love it. Prudence says, yes, there is always something to thank God for, and this is on TikTok, because yes, good to go live everywhere these days. So she says, yes, there is always something to be thankful for. Matata says, prayer is my daily bread. Prayer is my daily bread.
Awesome.
Thank you. Yeah, thank you so much, my good sir. We really appreciate it. Tsepi Khosi saying, amen. You know, we also just appreciating and standing in agreement. So, thank you so very much. How do we get a hold of you on social media or any other platform?
On social media, I'm Paul. I'm on X, formerly Twitter, which is KGalela. That's my handle, KGalela. And on email, Paul, I'm on info@talentunleashed.co.za. info@talentunleashed.co.za. As we always say, we are unleashing God's talents to the nation.
info@talentunleashed.co.za. So I'm going to play your kid's song, or is it yours? But we're definitely going to play it. It's the Kiffness with Beautiful. So we're definitely going to play this song.
Thank you.
Hear the word and renew your life on 657 AM.
Well, there is a time to search and a time to give up, a time to reap and a time to sow. Radio Pulpit wishes to be there at all times, even when you just need prayer. Send us your prayer requests by calling 067-429-7564 or email it to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
Many people across South Africa are being blessed and encouraged by the Radio Pulpit devotional magazine, The Word for Today. This publication places the gospel of Jesus Christ in the hands of more than 100,000 people every day, inspiring every person, from the professional businessman to the needy person who lives on the streets. Each edition contains daily scripture-based devotionals and inspiring articles to help you grow spiritually. The booklet is given with the compliments of Radio Pulpit, but your donation, large or small, will help us to print the next edition and continue being the hope of the gospel to a world in desperate need. The Word for Today. Get yours today on 012-334-1200 or subscribe online at www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.